Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
He said he felt cheated by what she gave him for the holidays last year. Does he have a leg to stand on? Let's decide right now with Judge Jess, okay? If you've not done Judge Jess with us before, Jess loves to...
I support justice.
Not support justice.
I stand for justice.
Okay.
Justice.
No, Charlotte, you're not helping. You're not helping right now.
Justice.
You're actually making it worse. You're making it worse right now. So here's what we say. Since justice have clearly a lot of opinions, if you're ever having a disagreement with somebody in your life, call the voicemail 855-Kramer-Jess. You tell us what's going on between you two, and then justice will be served. I love that.
Precisely.
Justice will be served.
Hey, my name is Amanda from Towson, and I have a question for Judge Jess. My boyfriend and I have been together a little over a year. He works in tech sales and makes really good money, and I'm a teacher, so I definitely do not make anywhere close to what he does. So last Christmas, he bought me this $700 designer purse that I did ask for, but I got him a map of where the stars were the night we met, which I thought was pretty cute. And I really wanted something meaningful instead of something expensive, you know? So he told me later that he kind of felt cheated, like I tried less than he did because the prices weren't even close. He thinks spending more money shows more effort and sacrifice, and I guess that equal spending means equal effort in the relationship. I think effort is about how thoughtful the gift is, not how much it costs, because people make different amounts of money. Anyways, this year he wants us to set a spending minimum for Christmas so our gifts are fair, but I feel like setting a dollar amount takes the feeling out of the gift giving and makes it like a bill and not a gift. So he says I'm being unfair because I asked for something expensive last year, so I should give him something expensive back this year. But I don't think asking for one big gift means I have to keep up with his income for the rest of our relationship. I don't see how that's fair. Well, so if you could really help us out, that would be awesome. Thanks, Jess. Let me know.
Wow. All right. This is tough, actually. This is kind of an interesting situation, right? You've got two people in a relationship that make different incomes. And
yeah.
Now the holidays are here, and it's like, well, does one person deserve to get a bigger gift because their partner makes more money? Do we set a bar to where it's like, hey, I don't want to feel like I've spent more on you? Like, what do you do with that?
Well, first of all, I just feel like how they feel about money and how important money is in their relationship is like a red flag just in general. And I just want to say that. I also feel like this is a PSA to people who make a lot of money. If you're a rich person, if you expect everyone else to be able to afford your taste, you're just delusional. So I would like to put that out there. Like, no one's going to take out a credit card so you have a nice Christmas.
Well,
however, I would like to say, let me finish my justice.
Go ahead.
I would like to say that if that's the case, I also don't think it's fair if you know that your partner can afford it or has a bunch of money for you to ask for a $700 purse. Unless, like, because I feel like I would hope that, like, if I was balling, if I won the lottery personally, I would hook up my family so fat, like, period, point blank. Like, all my nieces would be in diamonds. Like, Butter would have a yacht. Like, my mom would have whatever she wanted. My dad would have all the Nike in the world. Like, Garage Boy, you know, I would, like, pimp him out. You know what I'm saying?
And you wouldn't expect them to do anything
absolutely
for you?
Absolutely not. Like, if I make it big and I'm Oprah, I'm taking my whole family. I'm buying a piece of land. And, like, we're not going to talk to anyone else. And we're going to live like kings and queens. Like, that is ultimately the dream. Now, that's me. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't me. I'm going to be pissed. If I give you a $700 purse, you're giving me a $700 something. You ain't even going to give me $650 nothing. I'm keeping a tab. And that's just how I feel. I don't know that the word cheated would feel right, but I would definitely feel some kind of like, hey, there's a disparity. Let's do this. Well, you need a rule first off. Sorry.
Damn, this is kind of complicated.
I know.
I think they both need to go to therapy. Sorry, this is my powder puff on my setting powder. I don't know where my gavel is.
Can we do this? Can you call us or text us right now? Do you feel like in your relationship, because I feel like couples should spend the exact same amount on each other, point blank. I think
that's... No matter the job. So you want people to like take out loans for you?
I would think so.
Okay.
If I spend $500 on you for the holidays, you better spend $500 on me. Like, point blank.
What if you had a sugar mama that was a billionaire? You still going to feel that way?
Yeah,
you
wouldn't.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't.
You would quit your job. You said it. We have it on record.
No.
You are a liar.
And I think,
you've literally said all you wanted to do was to find a sugar mama or like,
yes.
You would quit your job and let her pay for
you. But I would go like driving
and
Uber.
And that you wouldn't marry for love anymore, that you want to marry for money. So you're the user in the situation.
I would make it work for her. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, will you tell us in your relationship, like, is it equal for holiday gifts? Because I think most couples are probably even. And if not, then I bet it causes drama.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Alexis and Towson, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, do you feel like that, like, holiday gifting, should it be equal when it comes to the price tags with couples?
I feel like it should be like semi-equal. It doesn't have to be exact by the dollar amount, but I think asking someone to get you a $700 purse when you don't have $700 to spend is crazy.
Explain that to the judge because she's being a little reckless
today. No, that's not true. I acknowledged that and I called her out. I did call that out. I said that didn't make any sense.
What's your thoughts, Alexis?
I just think that I understand like gifts should be meaningful and it shouldn't be about the price tag. I do agree with that. However, if you don't have $700 to spend on somebody, I think it's a little absurd to ask somebody to spend $700 on you.
So, like, you're in a relationship, Alexis?
Yes.
Last holiday, what do you think you spent on your partner, and what do you think your partner spent on you?
I spent about $250, and he spent about $180. But, like, we send each other what we want, and we just kind of gauge through that.
But did you not feel a little cheated in that? Like, just a smidge cheated?
No, I mean, I'm a nurse, and he's just, you know, he's a manager at a restaurant, so I make a little more. And
okay, you make a little more, but did you not feel like $70 cheated, like just like a little?
No.
No, okay, all right, so Alexis is fine, okay.
I feel
okay.
like you're projecting your
okay.
own
Okay, all right, there goes Alexis. Appreciate you, Alexis. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eli.
Hey, Michael in Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning.
Does it matter if you have a price disparage in holiday gifting?
Absolutely not. I think it's all with a thought that counts. It shouldn't matter about the price tag or how much you spend. It's the thought that counts. And I think, because me and my husband, we've been together for 10 years, and our price gifts difference are so different in pricing.
Yeah.
And it's the thought that counts because he knows that it's what I wanted versus what I needed.
Aww,
well,
yeah.
Okay. Question though. I just thought about this. I wonder if the person that says that is the person that's giving less. You know what I mean? Like, are you the person that's giving less financially than your partner? Like, you get financially more in the giving than your partner?
No, actually, it's the complete opposite.
You give more. So, like, let's talk about like last holiday. How much do you think financially you spent versus how much he spent?
On just my significant other?
Yes.
So I spent about maybe $250 because he wanted some Magic the Gathering cards.
Oh,
and
okay.
Stuff.
So yeah.
Those cards can be pretty pricey sometimes, depending sure. on what pack you get for them.
Yeah.
And I think he spent like $60 to $100 on me because it's what I wanted.
And you didn't feel mad about that?
No, because it's not about, because it's not tit for tat. And I feel
like you owe me $150 Venmo me right now.
And this comes down to your, you know what this comes down to? Your freaking crazy allowance you got. Because you think people owe you stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when you love somebody and you love your partner, I want to give Garage Boy as much as I can, and I'm never keeping a tab of how much I have given or spent on him, because that's not what you're supposed
Absolutely.
To do for your life partner.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.